Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs himself. He is rookie mode. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm on the mend. I'm feeling good.
You're on the mend. Oh, yeah, you got the bum foot.
Got the bum foot. Avoided surgery. That's the update. I avoided surgery.
It's kind of like Chris Sale, though. I feel like you avoided for now.
For now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to go back in a month's time.
All right. Well,
let's see what's what.
We're all going to throw you some T's and P's.
All right, T's and P's. And put my name in your prayer box. That's all I ask.
Now, we took a week off, Ryan, because sure I was out of town, and I thought of our, can we still do an episode some way, somehow? And as, you know, listeners of the podcast know, we have a hard enough time when we have the proper equipment.
Right.
So there was no chance to do it when I was out of town. The other part of it is, unbeknownst to me, they, being the people at WEEI, uploaded a Mutt at Night episode onto the hashtag Dork channel.
Man, might I say, with respect to your employer.
All due respect.
All due respect. Because you know, you can't get offended. If I say with all due respect, you can't mad at what I say next.
Yeah, you can't.
Get that the fuck off my stream.
Well, Ryan, here's a little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
They fucked us.
Excuse me?
That's the peek.
That's the peak.
They absolutely took it to us. No.
They really stuck it to us that time.
It's actually one of those things that I'm shocked doesn't happen more often because
oh, really?
The legit thing is that everybody uses the same website and you upload your MP3 and then there's just like a little folder that you click and it's a pull down.
Sure.
And you just click which one you want it to go in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like shocked that we don't get one of these a week from another show or something.
Could we do that on purpose on another podcast?
Yes.
I'm putting air quotes. You can't, it's not bad for radio, but on
listen,
purpose.
I don't know how many more listens we would get than we do already now.
Or by accident.
Jag City. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could. I don't know which outlet we'd want to put it on to help.
All of them.
Oh, just
just put it on all of them.
It's a hashtag Dork Takeover.
Yeah, exactly. It's a non-hostile takeover.
To any podcast in the Intercom family. Oh no,
boom.
Just WEEI.
Yeah.
You will get this episode of Dork.
Like Takeover. Slip it in when they do like the Dale and Keith, like they give me every hour, right?
Boom, here's a Dork.
Just slip it right in between them.
You have know a what Dork I mean? As well. Have
right in between well. The cheeks.
I like that very much.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, you ready to get to the news of the week?
Sure.
The 2019 Fan Expo Boston, which is really just a fancy way of saying Boston Comic Con, or maybe a legal way of saying Boston
legal
Comic-Con.
Legally, because I guess the one in San Diego is Comic Con, and you can't call anything else Comic Con now.
It stands for Comic Convention.
Yes.
How can you copyright that? But anyway,
whatever. Yeah,
I guess they did. But you were unable to attend. I was there. The gentlemen from Mac and Goo were there. We have some content. You can check it out on Twitter at Dork Podcast. I also uploaded one video to YouTube, youtube.com/Dork Podcast. This was maybe a sign, Ryan, that we are not meant to attend Comic-Cons anymore. I asked not a million people. I asked like a half dozen people
if
I could just ask them a few questions for the podcast. Mm-hmm. Very unassuming, very non-threatening.
Sure.
I got a no thanks. I got a probably not. I got a no, I don't think so. I got a sorry, no.
What does probably not mean?
Probably not was a weird one. I was like, should I follow up with this guy? But he was also walking away very quickly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that was not meant to be. I did speak with one lady. She was very nice. I'll probably just tag it on to the end of this episode. So stay tuned for a little bonus material. Nothing all that special. kind of a swing and a miss.
I think we, you know, this is another peek behind the curtain. I've been out with you several times where you do get recognized from time to time.
It's happened.
So yeah. Maybe we have a reputation. We are the bad boys.
The bad boys of Comic-Con.
I'm sorry. We are the bad boys of Boston Fan Expo.
Yeah. Wasn't really.
Did they even do Comic-Con this year?
No, this is it.
No, like Comic-Con, like in Connecticut. Did they even do that?
Oh, Comic-Con. No.
Because I was looking at the schedule. I don't even think they did it.
Yeah, maybe not.
Who knows?
Son of a bitch. Ryan, on to other things. Mindhunter Season 2 is out and available. Where are you at on that?
I'm at Episode 2. I've watched 2 episodes of it. It's good.
I've watched 4. And it's only 9 compared to the 10 episodes in Season 1.
Mm-hmm.
But I would tell people, once again, we already urged them to watch Season 1. Watch Season 2, because at some point we will do an episode on this. I love the show. I'm fascinated by it.
Of course you are.
All the different serial killers.
Really. Yeah, I think your affinity for serial killers and serial murder is
okay.
Off-putting.
It is to some. Yeah. To others, they're like, oh, I have that in common. But here's the thing about me. I find them fascinating, but I am not what you would consider what is really becoming a hot thing on the internet. I'm not like a Ted Bundy stan.
No.
I'm not defending these people. They're all sickos. They should all be thrown in jail. They should be killed themselves. They should probably be tortured. Eye for an eye. I'm all for that. But like, what made them do that?
You're interested in the why.
I want the why. And then there's the sum of like the Son of Sam, where they're like sending messages to the police. And like, I'm sorry. It's interesting to me, but I don't feel for these people. I'm not going there.
What killed me is, remember when, was it Zac Efron played Ted Bundy or something like that?
He did.
And then all these women came out and there was that documentary about Ted Bundy. Okay. And then women I know I'm friends with and respect come out of the woodwork and start talking to me about how hot Ted Bundy was.
I don't like that.
Like, get out of here with that.
I don't like that.
Are you kidding me?
I don't like that one bit.
No, but this was all over the internet. Like, this wasn't.
No, there's Ted Bundy stands. There's arguments on Twitter, people defending Manson versus Bundy. And I'm like, no.
What?
No. That's not what we're doing.
That's not what we're doing.
But anyway, the show's
better than that.
The show's interesting to me. Speaking of Netflix, Ryan, Dave Chappelle will have another stand-up special coming out on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
You excited for that?
I am. I saw the trailer with the Morgan Freeman narration. I thought that was very clever, as Dave Chappelle does.
And it's funny. No? Somebody also tweeted us this, and I agree. It's been many years since Dave Chappelle is now jacked. It's still odd to see.
It's odd to see. And his voice, since he just smoking constantly. Like constantly. I don't know if that's like a stress thing. I don't know if he did that forever, but like,
I don't know.
He hits the vape on stage. That's going to give you the liquid lung. That's not good for you.
No, it's not. I would urge.
Those studies are coming out.
I would urge the young listeners out there to stay away from it.
Yes.
Nah. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Ryan, I haven't seen Righteous Gemstones yet, but it debuted on Sunday. It's got Danny McBride, so I know I'm going to like it.
You're going to like it, and it's got the kid from Workaholics, Adam Devine.
Yep.
And it's got John Goodman, so it should be good.
Come on.
And let's take shots at the Catholics. I have not. Sorry, not Catholics. Christians and their mega churches.
All right, well.
I have a problem with those people, so I think I'll like this show.
I think you will, too.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be something that we're all going to enjoy. Mm-hmm. Ryan, that's all the news that I have that's fit to print, but sure. I know that you have a pile of news.
Oh, we got a pile of news.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute, even if it takes more than a minute.
There we go. Okay, so Gamescom is happening right now, and I believe it's in Cologne, Germany. There is a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to try to breeze through kind of the big stuff. And the biggest one is they showed 20 minutes nearly of the new Marvel Avengers game that Crystal Dynamics is coming out with. It was kind of like the same game footage you saw before, just more of it.
Okay.
So it takes place on the Golden Gate Bridge. And they said that this is kind of like the first mission / like tutorial, like how you get to know, like how you get to who you fight with and all that stuff. So it was 20 minutes of that. There were some graphics upgrades. It's still an alpha stage, so it's still not polished done yet, but it looks like it's going to be a ton of fun. I don't know where you stand on it, but like,
I'm all in.
You're all in on this.
I'm kind of waiting for that next thing. I play a fraction of the games that you play, so I'm sort of more choosy with it. And then once I get a game, that's it, and I play it till I finish it. That's sort of where it is. And obviously, Overwatch is something that has made the sort of stood the test of time, where I've continued to play that. But like Spider-Man, for example, I play the shit out of it, beat it, then I'm done. Red Dead Redemption, played the shit out of it. I actually did not beat it. The game was goddamn long. I did not beat it. But then I was kind of done. And then so we'll see what the next thing is. I mean, Avengers is definitely something I'm going to pick up, though.
You got to pick. I mean, we have to, right? Because it's, I think that once you're done with the story, I believe that's when co-op kicks in.
And then it's got our names written all over it.
It's got our names written all over it. You know, I can, you're going to be the high flying Tony Stark. You get that person, you know what I mean?
Could be.
You get it.
Could be.
Who knows?
I'm a leader by trade.
And they said they're going to add people in. You already saw Hank Pym in the trailer. So like there's going to be different characters that they're going to add in, which is kind of nice. So
do you think they'll add in Sleepwalker?
Oh my God. Was that the worst superhero ever? I think I have issue one of Sleepwalker somewhere lying around my house. Yeah.
That's probably worth $1.25.
Yeah. You know, I bought it for $3. So, you know, probably worth something now.
Yeah.
The other things that are coming out, Little Nightmares 2 is coming out. That's a game I played. I played it on stream, didn't finish it on stream. I got really frustrated with that one. There's an interesting game called Disintegration that's coming out, where it's one of the guys who developed Halo now has an indie studio, and he made this game. It's looks a little like Destiny. You got robots, you got mechs. Looks pretty good.
Okay.
Into that. Yeah. This Death Stranding game, I still have no idea what the hell this is all about. That's the one, the Kojima game with Norman Reedus and Mads Mikkelsen.
I saw it on Twitter. Yeah.
I guess they showed some. I have no idea what the hell this is all about. I don't know what's going on with this.
Could be anything.
It could be anything. And people are going to love it because it's Kojima, the guy who did Metal Gear. Like, it's one of his games. He did Silent. He was supposed to do Silent Hill with Norman Reedus, and that got canned because he was fighting with Konami. So like now this game's coming out. People are all like, oh, it looks like the greatest thing ever. It's basically you just walking around like a robot backpack and like a fetus strapped to your chest.
Oh,
like it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm glad you kind of mentioned that. Segues nicely into my next question for you, Ryan, is where do we stand on Survival of the Fetus?
Oh, we got to figure that out.
Is that game in beta yet?
I thought you would have ran into that guy at some point, but I think this is it. I think this is, they changed the name where you got a baby strapped to you.
You know the kid who was the huge Power Rangers fan that we interviewed twice?
Yeah.
He was there.
He was there. Of course he was.
I just walked right by him. I was like, I think we've tapped everything we can out of that well.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. But the biggest news, Richard, is now this happened yesterday, not to timestamp it, but Sony announced that they've purchased Insomniac Games.
And
a lot of people are kind of on the fence about it, but I caution you, Sony also bought Naughty Dog, and nothing but good things came out of that. The Uncharted series, it's good. I mean, for us PlayStation users, that's a great thing.
Love it.
You know what I mean? So now we get more Spider-Man content because, you know, Sony Pictures owns the rights to Spider-Man. So we're going to get Spider-Man 2 eventually, right? I'm sure they're cranking on that before Spider-Man was even released. I was sure they were cranking on that thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But another thing. So that's huge news. And the other thing, Stadia is making a big push. There's some games that are going to be Stadia exclusives, that Google streaming only game.
Yep.
So that's coming out, very low price point for that, too. And basically, it's just a controller and an internet connection and you're going.
That's all you need.
So
you get that wireless and you're good to go.
Yeah. And one of the things they announced that I was actually excited about is, you remember the game Darksiders, where you play as like war and you play as like death? So there was like it's my type of game, story driven, third person action adventure game. So there's one, but it looks kind of like Diablo. It's like a dungeon slasher. Okay. It's called Darksider or Genesis or something like that. Darksiders Genesis. Anyway, looks really good. I won't waste any more time with this because we get a lot to talk about today, my friend.
We have a lot to get to, Ryan, and that would be in the topic du jour. Are you ready for that?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
That's fine. It's the topic of the day.
Oh, right. I remember.
And today, it is Jessica Jones Season 3. Nope.
No, it is not.
No, it's not. We've had to push that back once again.
Sorry to Jessica Jones.
Ryan, it's football season, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Football season. It is back. I think we got college games coming up real soon. NFL preseason is halfway done. So it is football season. Back forever ago, like years ago on Dork, our buddy Woody was filling in for Davey, and me and him broke down football movies and best prospects. And we went through sort of like a draft board.
Sure.
We're sort of taking that and we're gonna really just zoom in just on the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So today's topic du jour, movie and TV quarterbacks. Think of all your favorite fictional QBs from the big screen and the little screen, Ryan. And here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna try to come up with, because most of these guys are high school, college players or professional leagues that are not the NFL.
Sure.
And what we're going to try to do is figure out how good they would be in the NFL. We're mm-hmm. going to project out. We're also going to give you some player comps. I have an NFL quarterback comp for every guy on this list. Every fucking guy, I have a quarterback comp.
I can't wait to hear it.
And you can let me know if you think it's any good or not.
Okay.
We'll also at the end of this do, like, if these guys were all in the same draft, who would you take? Maybe like a mini big board.
Sure.
And then who are also the dumps? Like who are the worst guys, the absolute busts? That makes sense? Yeah.
Yep.
I think the best way to do it, rather than just like jumping in, I think we just go, we don't rank anybody yet. We just kind of go through the candidates.
Let's talk through it.
Talk through it a little bit.
You know?
All right. No particular order, although I think I might have it set where it's movies and then we finish with TV. Let's go with Varsity Blues.
Sure.
We had two quarterbacks there. Mm-hmm. We had Lance Harbor and we had Jonathan Moxon.
Moxon. Johnny Moxon.
I don't want your laugh. The other part of this, Ryan, is I say a lot of these guys on this list, too, suffered pretty serious injuries.
And that's it. So we're wiping those off like they're never injured.
I say we wipe it off. However, just like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is more injury prone than Tom Brady. Let's factor that in. So if a guy like Lance Harbor who got hurt, mm-hmm. let's pretend that he doesn't suffer that knee injury.
So this we're scouting pre-injury here.
Yeah, we're scouting pre-injury, yep. But in the back of your mind, you have to say this guy more injury prone than not. That yes. makes sense?
Yep.
So Lance Harbor, again, he's the starting quarterback for the West Canaan mm-hmm. Coyotes, best team in the state of Texas.
So that's right off the bat.
And I believe Florida State was where he was going to go. Mm-hmm. He was going to get a full ride to FSU. That was back post Charlie Ward, like Chris Wanky days. Like Bobby Bowden was still there.
They were a wagon.
That was an absolute force.
Yep.
He was the guy. I think he could chuck the ball. They had a good running game, obviously, of course. But Lance Harbor, again, the best player in the state going into that year. However, we really only saw Johnny Moxon, who is much more of a brains over sure. bronze type of quarterback.
Clearly. And I think, so getting into it, I think Lance Harbor, I don't love Florida State for this kid.
You don't?
Okay. I don't. I think, you know, he kind of a bit of a pocket passer.
A little bit.
You know what I mean? So like, I don't know if the Florida State, which was high-flying offense.
At times. You know,
a lot of running back stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of good running backs out of that period from that. Was it? They have a work done. Was he a Florida State guy?
They had a work done. Oh, yeah, work he was done. There. He was there in the 90s.
And so I don't know if that's a great place for him, you know?
I think I want to come right out of the chute here. This one's going to be a pretty hot comparison. My player comp for Lance Harbor, again, little game footage of him. It's mm-hmm. more what we heard about, but he's got a mind for the game. I also take into account Paul Walker. He's going to run you about 6'2", pick of the pod.
He's going to run you
about 6'2". That's a good height for a quarterback in this day and age.
Yep.
This might be strong, Ryan. I have Lance Harbor, Patrick Mahomes.
That's a little strong.
From Texas, you can see he can throw the ball, pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah.
He can scoot a little bit, not his main thing. Scoot a little bit. I have best case scenario, Lance Harbor is a Patrick Mahomes. Although, again, there is a little bit of an injury concern.
There is an injury concern there. Someone who gets outside the pocket, maybe if he starts getting outside the pocket a little bit, maybe that's when he's, you know, as you've seen, mm-hmm. you know, that's a spoiler.
Now, there is toughness there, though. He will shoot it up. He'll shoot it up with the best of them.
He will shoot it up.
Pick the needle. He'll take the needle.
But I don't like that though.
No, I don't like that.
Listen. Not in my franchise.
For me, whatever it takes. You get your ass on the field.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right?
That's right.
Johnny Moxon, I love him in the Ivy. I think he's an Ivy League quarterback, and I think that's where he stays and that's where he finishes. I'm not a projectionable quarterback here.
I have Jonathan Moxon. My NFL player comp was Trent Edwards, who went to Stanford, then played for the Bills for a short time, and then he's flamed out of the league.
I tell you what, he is no Ryan Fitzpatrick, I'll tell you
no,
that.
No, he's not. No. Fitzpatrick, much more of a guy that's going to put his body on the line. I know Moxon will go out there, he'd catch a pass if need be, but he's your prototypical, he's your backup quarterback. He's who you want.
I'm just going to say this too. What surprised, you know, the guys who play Ivy League football, not tough.
Yeah. Oof. You're suggesting Mox and not Tough.
He's a little soft. And plus the daddy issues too play into it a little bit. You know, you've seen his relationship with his father. Story. Like that's, yeah. Is the kid's heart really in it is what I want to know.
I'm not sure.
He's in it for the, I don't think it is. I think he's using football as a vehicle to get into school. I think he's done. I don't think he's into it.
Undraftable. Any Given Sunday had two quarterbacks there.
Sure,
Ryan.
Did.
They had,
actually, they had like five, but like,
that's true. The two that we're going to highlight, Steeman Willie Beeman and Jack Cap Rooney.
Yeah.
Again, we saw Cap Rooney at the end of his career.
We did.
We saw him towards the end, but the best version of Cap, the best version of Willie Beeman. How do you handicap these guys?
The best version of Cap. Like I said, we didn't see footage of him, but this guy's been around the league for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, he, to me, comps, I'm saying he's like a Brett Favre type, the guy who just refuses to hang it up.
Brett Favre's a good one. I had Josh McCown.
Bit of a cowboy. Oh, Jesus Christ. Who dug up his grave and brought him back?
You know, I had Josh McCown for Cap.
Can we talk about the jaw on that guy?
Josh?
Josh McCown?
Yeah.
Oh, he
yeah.
looks like a cinder block.
You don't like the jaw on that?
No, it's impressive. I don't like looking directly at it. Yeah.
He's okay. He's a nice guy. He's doing fine.
But, you know, like I said, this is the case of the pocket passer, the guy who's been there forever. He likes to sling it around.
I think the modern game, though,
and that's Willie Beeman. That's Willie Beeman. So you have the old versus the new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love Willie Beeman. Not to tip my hand too much, but I think he is on the very short list of best fictional quarterbacks. I think, and especially, he was even a little ahead of his time. You know, when this movie came out, I don't think the league was even this way, but the way the league is played now, he, to me, is exactly what he'd be looking for. I have Willie Beeman down as a bit of a Baker Mayfield type.
See, I had him going the other way. I had him a bit of a Mike Vick.
No.
No?
No. Come on.
Vick did his time.
I think he killed a lot of dogs, right?
Yeah, I understand. I understand you don't like him because of that.
I think Beeman is a little bit, now he's similar to Donovan McNabb in the throwing up in the huddle situation.
Oh yeah,
he does have some of that going for him, but I think Beeman might be a better passer than Michael Vick.
A little bit, but he can fire it though.
He can fire
off the wrong foot too, off his back foot.
Yeah. So you got Beeman as a Vick. I got Beeman as a Baker Mayfield. I love the upside.
How about we say Beeman as a Vick? So if you had like Michael Vick and his Marcus Vick.
Yeah, you put him
somewhere
together.
In the middle.
Yeah,
there he is. You know,
that could be. That's not bad. All right, so those are the two from Any Given Sunday. How about Point Break, Johnny Utah. Of course, again, went to Ohio State.
Went to Ohio State. He's a Buckeye.
Yep, went to the Rose Bowl, I believe. Mm-hmm.
And won.
Won the Rose Bowl. So he won the Big Ten, won the Rose Bowl.
He can play in the big game.
Yep. You know he is fearless.
Yep.
A bit injury prone, though.
Again, he's got the bad knee. But again, we don't take that into account. All we know is he's a tough guy. Injuries don't really seem to scare him. You know, he's still the same player after coming back from an injury.
You know who I kind of had him pegged as is a Jim Harbaugh.
A little bit, yeah.
Like a Jim Harbaugh with the Colts. You know, that guy kind of flying around, some good attitude, a guy that you could rally behind. Maybe not, the Hall of Fame quarterback, but a guy you can still win with.
But like, rogue tendencies. Somebody who he plays by rules, just maybe not yours.
No, probably I'm guessing his own.
He's going to need Angelo Pappas to be with him, telling him, this is not how we do things around here.
Yeah.
And how funny is it in that movie that Shane, Shane Falco,
Johnny Utah.
Johnny Utah is taking directives from Gary Busey. Like, that's not a guy you should be listening to.
No, you should not. You should do the opposite of what Gary Busey tells you to do.
And everything.
Yeah.
But
I think he is a draftable quarterback, Johnny Utah, but not somebody that you're taking in the first round.
The upside there. There's upside potential. But
yeah, it's there.
And it's a risk.
Now we go back to back Keanu Reeves here, Ryan, because The Replacements stars Shane Falco, who, believe it or not, also went to Ohio State. So Ohio State went from Johnny Utah to Shane Falco.
And he also got hurt.
And I believe Shane Falco went to the Sugar Bowl.
Yes.
Not the Rose Bowl, which would imply that he probably didn't win the Big Ten. No. Although in this day and age and with the playoff format and everything else,
who knows?
He's another guy though. He might get the yips a little bit.
A little bit.
He can win you some games, but Ryan, can he win you the big game? That's why I have Shane Falco as Philip Rivers.
Yeah, he's a Philip Rivers type, definitely. Mm-hmm. A guy who's a little bit out of his head, a little
less
bit.
Kids. He has far less kids.
Yeah. But is Phil, can Philip Rivers with his wife, they're a football team, right? Does he have nine kids?
I think he's at nine.
Yeah. So him and his wife, they're
that's one side of the ball right there.
I think someone actually did, not to get off topic, but I think someone did that in Madden 20.
Put all the Rivers.
It's the Rivers family. It's like his whole team.
Who do you like better, Shane Falco or Johnny Utah?
I like Falco a little bit more. No, sorry. I like Johnny Utah a little bit more.
You like Utah more.
I like Utah more.
He's definitely cooler.
I keep getting him mixed up. He's definitely way cooler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a little bit, like you said, he won a big game.
He did.
There's injuries there on both sides, but right. You know,
but we're going to say he's healthy enough.
Yep.
Yeah, you'd probably peg him a little bit higher.
And I got Falco, who is like, he's a bit of like a Brian Hoyer. Like he's just like a career backup.
Yeah, could be. I think the upside is a little bit better. You get some good coaching around him. If you give him a good coordinator.
Yeah. He's Matt Castle.
No, come on. He's better than Matt Castle.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. What about from the film Johnny B. Goode, very popular film, Johnny Walker is
the
name of Anthony Michael Hall's character, who is recruited by every single school in the country. He ends up staying at a local college. A lot of hype around this guy.
Yep.
I wasn't exactly sure. I ended up going with the Eli Manning type.
Yeah,
like the
kind of like that
there.
White bread, kind of like
kind of
thing, and not a good thrower. So I'm with you on Eli, not a good thrower.
Yeah,
have you ever seen that movie?
Like, I have seen that movie. Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. Right, this is like his
he's in it. Yeah. And it's Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah,
Johnny B. Goode.
Not an athlete.
Not your most athletic guy. So that's why you know the Eli comparisons are there.
Yeah. That's what I'm going with.
And I believe who played the love interest? Was it Uma?
He's got a big stupid face.
Uma Thurman.
Was she
the love interest? Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Small world.
I haven't seen that movie in some time, but
it was on TV like years and years ago, and that's when I saw it. But
a little undersized too.
Yeah. So maybe not even an Eli Manning. Maybe even less than that.
No.
All right, the next one, my favorite football movie and one of my favorite football characters. That'd be from The Program, Joe Kane.
Joe Kane. Heisman favorite, Joe Kane.
Kane is Abel. Wild card city. This is a guy, he's going to go on a motorcycle, you know?
He doesn't. Kiki Muffet.
He's a little bit reckless.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Jeff Kent. A rock.
Who that's a got? Baseball. The Jeff Kent. That's like a little baseball thing.
Well, it's funny to say Jeff because I have him as a Jeff George type.
A Jeff George type.
Remember, like rocket arm, potential number one pick. Like even like a Ryan Leaf. Like he's.
Oh, I got one bet. Here's one for you.
Okay.
Todd Marinovich.
Oh yeah, he could be.
He's a Todd Marinovich, Robo quarterback.
Joe Kane. But again, those are bad comps because I think he's better than. I think he's better than that though. Is he not?
He's better. He's got the all. What do they say? $1 million body, 10 cent head.
It's right there. It's right there for the taking.
And you know he's got family issues. You know we're scouting this. We got to look into these things. You know what I mean?
We're not
have this interview. He's not going to interview well.
I don't think he is. No.
Ryan Leaf is right on the money. By the way.
Yeah, he's a Ryan
right on Leaf, the money.
Jeff George, son of a bitch. I want to like him a lot more. I do not have the backup on the list. The guy that went out with the coach's daughter. I don't have him on the list.
No. He doesn't. Yeah. No.
He didn't make the cut.
No.
Pair of quarterbacks from Remember the Titans. You have Ronnie Sunshine Bass, and you have Jerry Rev Harris.
Rev Harris. Who do you like out of this group?
Well, obviously Sunshine's the better quarterback.
Yes.
Rev, again, I would put him as a Rodney Pete type. Like I think he could be a nice bat. He's an NFL quarterback, but you don't want to see him.
I don't think the Rev is. I don't think the Rev's a... I could tell you this. You know
Rev
who the Rev
Moxon?
Is?
Jonathan Moxon? He's Mox.
No, see, I see Rev as like a Julian Edelman. You draft him as a wide receiver.
And you
slot
move
guy.
Him. You move him. Like an Antoine Randall L.
You can't run the option in pro football.
Well, Sunshine Bass. What do you do with him? All they do is they got six plays, three to the right, three to the left, whatever. Three plays. We can run three.
Get three plays. they let him air it out a little bit, though. You know what I mean?
He can throw it. That's why I have, but I think Sunshine is so reliant on a really good run game. I have him as a Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, like he'll throw if he needs to, but I think more importantly, he's going to have to run the ball a little bit.
And like so a Cam Newton.
I got him there. Yeah, maybe. Cam Newton.
Russell now, Wilson. Cam Newton today. Now, yeah, I'm more of a Russell Wilson. I like that
somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. The longest yard, Ryan, had two versions: the old version with Burt Reynolds, the new version with Adam Sandler. The quarterback, of course, is Paul Wrecking Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you got, Paul Crew, looking like?
I love. I see Paul Crew as like a Johnny Manziel.
Really?
You know? Well, think about it. Yeah. You know, he's in fucking prison playing football.
What about like a Ken Stabler?
Yeah, well, a little bit. But if you've seen the original Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds, I mean, the guy can still play. Yeah. He's getting pinched in his Maserati. He's drunk. He's driving drunk. Somehow they throw him in jail. I don't know. So he's got off-the-field issues.
I do like the Manziel one, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right. Jerry Maguire, that, of course, brought you Frank Cushman.
Yep. And this is what actually, I was waiting to get to this because this one actually started the conversation between me and you.
Okay.
And Cushman, as you know, obviously number one pick in the draft,
and
you
know, Jerry dad,
and Bob Sugar are going after him. And
his dad, of course, has word is strong as oak,
strong as oak. And a guy, just an absolute snake of a father. So I have the best comp for this one. Bernie Kosar. He's going to have a fine career.
Absolutely.
But his father is going to take every single penny he makes in the NFL and screw him.
Poor bastard. Yeah, you might be right.
Have you seen that 30 for 30, the broke one where Bernie starts talking?
Oh, he's got nothing. Kosar's got nothing left.
Yeah, I looked up his net worth. You know how much Bernie Kosar is worth today?
76 cents.
$100,000. He played for like 20 years in the NFL.
I thought you were going to say $100. I'm like, 100, why would that be on the internet?
Just a crisp. Crisp C note. That's all he's got.
That's what he's got.
So watching that 30 for 30, I have never seen a person sweat more than Bernie Kosar just being interviewed.
But that's
Frank Cushman. Frank Cushman's going to go. He's going to be stuck for a year or two, and he's just going to play for like four other teams.
I thought my first thought was when you see Frank Cushman and the way he's handled, so he's clearly going to be like a top pick. Seems like a bigger guy. I was thinking Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah,
you know, like good arm. Really good, but not great. Like right on that line, you know.
And but he could be Eli too, where he comes into the league and like refuses to play for like one team.
Yeah,
he could be that guy.
Yeah,
you know.
Ryan, one of your favorite movies?
Ski or swim? Ski or surf?
Oh yeah,
surf thing. Ski, surf, or ski. Yeah,
didn't care. Just wanted that money. Yep. Necessary Roughness, one of your favorites.
I love it.
Veteran quarterback Paul Blake.
I'm worried about his fitness. Mm-hmm. I'm worried a little bit of it. Paul Blake still has a. You know, he went. He's a good guy. He's a family guy, you know, good values. Didn't go to college, decided number one recruit out of high school in Texas, went, worked on the family farm because his father needed him, didn't go to college. All of a sudden we're rebuilding a program. We bring in Paul Blake to resurrect this program. He's in his mid thirties. He's our age.
He's an older
college football.
He's an older guy.
He's got his center, Sinbad.
Yeah.
He's got the big Hawaiian guy, Manu.
No, Sinbad's on the team. Kathy Ireland's on the team.
Kathy Ireland can boot it.
She can kick.
Jason Bateman is his wide receiver, or slot receiver. Oh, it was a terrible movie. Terrible movie. Paul Blake, undraftable. He's not gonna
undraftable. I have him as a Luke McCown.
Yeah.
Not Josh or Randy, but Luke McCown.
Luke McCown. Yeah.
That's what I got him as.
Colt McCoy, real Texas guy.
That's a good one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Last Boy Scout, Ryan. The Last Boy Scout, a sneaky football movie. The quarterback, Jimmy Dix.
Yeah.
Jimmy Dix. He made a hell of a throw at the end of the movie.
And what is the stat that he threw for like 600 yards in a game or something like that?
Something silly like that. He's got pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah.
He can scoot if he needs to.
He might like the booger sugar a little too much. You know what I mean?
And with that said, I got him as a Fran Tarkenton.
I got him as a Vince Young.
Okay. All right. That one's not bad.
Yeah.
That one's not bad.
Or who's the guy who played for the Raiders?
Jamarcus Tuiasosopo.
Jamarcus
Russell.
Russell. Yes.
You're the number one pick.
Yep.
Marquis Tuiasosopo is not a bad selection. Also. Ryan.
I think you just wanted to say Tuiasosopo several times.
If you want to play the game, name random old quarterbacks. I would also love to play that.
I used to do that with my buddies, like old Red Sox players.
Oh, it's the best.
Todd Benzinger.
You just go back and forth. Spike Owen's a good one. Yeah, it's a really good
Marty
one.
Barrett.
Ryan, Napoleon Dynamite. Uncle Rico.
He's a Philip Rivers. Speaking of unorthodox throw styles. He's kind of slings it, short arms it from the side.
Rocket for an arm, though.
He could throw it over a mountain back in 82.
And had coach just put him in, they would have won state.
They would have won state, which he was from Idaho, I believe, which is not a feat.
Boise like, State, though.
I know.
But they got some good Kellen Moore. They got some
good quarterbacks. They got the Smurf turf there, right?
Smurf turf, yep. Oh, yeah. I got him as kind of like a lefty John Elway.
Oh, cut it out. Cut it out.
Well, we didn't see him in his prime.
You know, I think
after the fact.
With Rico Dynamite, which is his real name, Uncle Rico Dynamite.
Yeah.
I think the issue is, I think he's more interested in being a football, you know, living the football lifestyle, not so much being the football player.
Matt Leinart.
Yeah, a bit of a Matt Leinart.
Maybe.
You know, and like he says, it's not about playing pro football. He just wants to soak it up in a hot tub with his soulmate.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's well
said. He's about the football lifestyle. He's not about the football itself.
Now, like remember, Matt Leinart
is perfect.
If we're drafting him, it's Uncle Rico in his prime.
In 82.
What round would he go?
He'd go late. We haven't seen him. Yeah. He hasn't played in the big game.
A bit of an unknown. You
know? A bit of an unknown.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
A little bit like a Garoppolo, maybe. You know,
here's one. I know. Yeah, maybe. A little bit. You're not going to like this one as much. This is from the film I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Barry Cox. So, Barry Cox, played by Ryan Phillippe.
Not a Barry McCockiner, but Barry Cox.
No, Barry Cox. Jimmy Dix, Brian Cox. Barry Cox. He, again, is wearing like the Letterman jacket at one point.
You know he's you know he means business. Yeah.
He also was on his way to Florida State for football. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As he was about to shtup Buffy the Vampire Slayer on the beach. First of all,
in front of her future husband, by the way.
But true. But he's going out with Sarah Michelle Gellar, who's like the queen of the thing. So you know he's
American boy.
He's legit the man. Yeah,
he's the man.
And he is talking to her about how their future plans are going to be. He's playing for the Cowboys and she's whatever.
I love
it. So the upside is there. But again,
it's the off the field issues.
There's off field stuff. That's why I have him as a Jameis Winston type.
A Jameis Winston type?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Something along those lines. Now, which quarterback do you think could be a part of a group of people that kill somebody and then swears everybody to secrecy? That's the quarterback you have to think about here.
That's the quarterback I got to think about. Who's like a dirty fucking rat quarterback that I don't
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston.
He's a scumbag.
a bit of a scumbag.
Yeah, he is.
I'm trying to think of like old quarterbacks who like, I don't trust. I wouldn't trust you at all.
Scott Mitchell.
I don't like him. Yeah, no, Scott Mitchell.
I don't care for Scott Mitchell whatsoever.
By the way, when talking about Paul Blake, I missed the opportunity now, and I'm looking at it. How do we not bring up Chris Winkie for Paul Blake?
Yeah,
that one makes Chris Winkie's like 90 years old.
Chris Winkie.
He was bald.
Brandon Whedon.
Remember, Whedon's another one.
Same thing where you go play baseball.
Play pro baseball. Years, yeah.
Then come back. Yeah, that's definitely who he would be. What about Flash Gordon?
Flash Gordon's Flash Gordon. Now, Flash Gordon, who am I thinking of?
Played football.
Oh, yeah. He played for the Jets.
Yeah. Played for the...
So, like, there you go right there. Who's that kid?
Chad Pennington.
One second. That's a good one. But who's the kid? Jimmy... Snuck kid who went to Notre Dame. No, the kid who went to Notre Dame.
Oh, Jimmy Clausen?
Jimmy Clausen.
No, Flash Gordon's better than that.
Flash Gordon is better than Jimmy
Clausen. I thought Flash Gordon would be like a Dan Marino.
Yeah, I think
he was like a good quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Never won anything. Well, you know what? He saved the world.
He did. I mean, that's good enough for me. What would you rather? Would you rather, Ryan, win the Super Bowl once or save the world?
I'd save the world 100 times over. 100 times over. If I'm Flash Gordon, I'm playing that game with Timothy Dalton where you put your hand in the thing, you might get stung.
Oof.
You know what I mean? Remember they were playing, but he actually was like playing football at one point. He tucked it and he ran. He was trucking guys. Like and that's Buffalo, a quarterback.
Like Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
Tucked it and ran.
Tuck it and ran.
all right. Ryan, we have five, count them, five quarterbacks to get to from TV's Friday Night Lights.
And I think this is the one people were waiting for. We're going to...
This is it. Let's rip through these five guys. We have Matt Saracen, Jason Street, Vince Howard, Ray Voodoo Tatum, and J.D. McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with Saracen. What do you think of Saracen?
Saracen, again, he, to me, is a bit of a moxon. I don't think he's in it for the long haul. The kid, he's an artist's soul. You know what I mean? He's got a head for the game. He's got the talent, but I don't think he's into it.
No, he may not. He may not be. Although there's a couple ways you can look at Saracen. You can either say he's a win at all cost type of guy.
Yep.
And he's gonna find a way to do it. He'll even move the receiver if he needs to. He'll do whatever he'll let the running back shine. Mm-hmm. But he's got something. He had more buzzer beater wins than anybody is ever supposed to have in the sport of football. That's why I think at the very highest of highs, he's like a Russell Wilson. Like at the best case scenario, Russell Wilson. But best in reality, case, yeah. He's probably more like Mox or Rev Harris, those guys, like a nice, solid high school, college quarterback.
He's going to be a decent, you know, division 1A.
Yeah.
I mean, division 3 quarterback. Sure. And he's
no shame
done.
In that.
No shame in that.
No shame.
No shame in that at all.
That's true.
Yep.
Jason Street. Now, this is another guy that's very similar to Lance Harbor. Mm-hmm. We just hear secondhand how good he is. Jason Street was on
the radar. You see flashes of it, though. You see Streeter, though. He's going to Notre Dame.
He's going to Notre Dame.
So
he was with Lila Garrity. So that's points. You get a lot of points for that.
And the coach says he's the best quarterback he's ever coached. Like ever. And he's known the kid since he was a kid. He, you know, vouches for him, vouches for his talent. This kid is a prototype. This kid is a cyborg.
Yeah. And he was the best player. And again, we're talking Texas high school football. And when you're the best there, you're probably the best everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I got him because he's not the tallest guy in the world, but we know he can sling it. I think he's like a Drew Brees.
Either Drew's is he tall though?
Brees.
I have him as a Peyton Manning. This is the guy you build your franchise around.
Wait a minute.
This is the guy.
You think he's that? Let's see.
This is your guy.
He looks so much shorter to me.
I don't know. Saracen, he's like a foot taller than Saracen.
Well, Saracen you can put in your pocket.
Yeah.
let's see. Let's find out how tall this guy is. Yeah, the actor who plays him is only 6 foot tall.
All right. Well, then you add add 3 inches, you know, because that's what you do on a you know, I used to list myself as 5'11 on rosters all day
you're
long.
A liar.
No, it's just in skates, I'm 5'11.
Well, come on.
Yeah.
But you're not in skates on the football field.
Well, doesn't matter. Same thing. Just transfer it.
Either way, we have him very high on our list. Jason Street is an absolute son of a gun.
Yep.
Ryan, what about Vince Howard?
I love Vince Howard. I love this kid's game. You know, he's mobile.
Yep.
He's hungry. He wants it. You know what I mean? I've been around high school football for 15 years now. This is the kid, you can't yell at him.
No.
You cannot yell at him. You can only be positive with him. You know, you can only talk to him a certain way.
And that's why I have him kind of like an Aaron Rodgers.
You get him as an Aaron Rodgers?
I think you kind of need to baby him a little bit. I was also thinking like Randall Cunningham. Cunningham.
Yep.
But I think Rodgers, because his ability to run, he doesn't do it as much in the pros, but you know he can do it.
Yep.
And he's got everything going on, but he might be a little fragile.
A little fragile. Yeah. He's a little soft in the head.
Yeah.
You know? But an athlete.
A real son of a biscuit.
You know, so maybe in my head, maybe like a Deshaun Watson or something.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
You know,
Deshaun Watson that area. Is a nice player.
Yeah.
Ryan, what about Ray Voodoo Tatum?
Whew.
See, I think this might be more your Michael Vick.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he can scoot pretty good. I think he's a run first type of guy.
See, I have him in my comp. I have him as like a Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Where he can run it.
He can run it.
And he's kind of like he's a bigger dude.
Yeah.
He's kind of seriously, you know what I mean?
He's kind of mean looking.
He got a mean looking.
He's got a snarl to him, which I like.
A little bit of an edge, which I like.
I
like that.
Yeah. I like Ray Voodoo.
He's got a little bit of fuck you in him. You know,
I like a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. And he's going to the highest bidder. We know that much.
Yeah. And he's going to play for whoever values it. He's going to be a bit of an issue, come the offseason. Once that rookie deals up, he's going to be an issue.
He's
a big holdout guy.
Good candidate to hold out. He's a good candidate to hold out.
Yep.
And lastly, the sobby bitch known as JD McCoy.
Yeah.
Again, kind of a golden child, though, at one point. I could see him being a bit of a Todd Marinovich because of the way his father was.
Again, you know, just like
I also have him down here as a Sage Rosenfels.
That's a good one. I think I had him listed as like a, what's the guy's name? Like a Nathan Peterman.
Oh God.
You know what I mean? How about like a Blake Bortles kind of guy?
Blake Bortles, Mike Glennon.
JP Lossman.
Ooh, someone JP like that. Lossman. No, he's not as cool as JP Lossman.
Is JP Lossman cool?
Yeah, I think so. He went to Tulane. That seems like a cool place to go.
How about this? I have it perfect. It's perfect. He just looks like him. He's Brock Osweiler.
He is Brock Osweiler. Yeah, he's got a bit of Brock Osweiler.
And he thinks he's so fucking good, and he's not.
He's not good.
Brock Osweiler is like 8 feet tall.
He's a piece of shit.
But he stinks.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Everyone hates him. Like, no team, no one wants to play with him. No one wants to coach him. He is, he is Brock Osweiler.
That's pretty good. Do you have anybody else? I'm sure people are probably, probably left a few people off, but
we did leave a few people off. I mean, if you want to go to like, I don't know. But these are just fictional quarterbacks. Now we can't go into like, you know,
I'm not doing the real life.
You're not doing the real, like, you know, we'd be going to like Rudy and there's like quarterbacks in that. And, yeah. You know, how'd you have Vince Vaughn going in the NFL in your former podcast? I don't remember. All the potential. No, in the world.
I think he was, I think he was lower on the list. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wiry, though. Tim Riggins, Smash Williams.
Oh, yeah, like absolutely.
The left side of the defense and remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah, like, strong side.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys were ranked very high.
All right.
All right, Ryan, if you have the number one pick in the NFL draft, all of these guys in their prime are healthy. In it. They're all healthy as an ox.
Yep.
Who are you taking?
Jason Street. I'm taking Streeter. I'm taking Jason. Jason.
You get her with it? That's pretty nice.
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
Oh, obnoxious.
Now make sure that Jason Street doesn't try to tackle anybody after he throws a pick.
We got to have a long conversation about that. Yep. That was a long conversation about that. Like you live and die in this pocket. You can slide.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you can slide up, but like this is your franchise guy.
I think Street's a good choice. I'm taking maybe a little bit more of a, you know, lottery ticket here.
Yeah.
I'm going Willie Beeman.
You're going Willie Beamon.
I've given it a lot of thought.
Richard?
Willie Beamon.
Yeah. I respect it. You've always been a person who's got a little razzle dazzle in him.
I do.
You know, and you like a little razz.
I like the talk. I like the stuff. I'm telling you, that's why he's like a Baker Mayfield type.
Yeah. You might not like the playbook very much, but you know, we can play jazz at the line.
Sure we can.
And Willie's the swagger, dripping swagger.
And also you could tell, you know, he and Al Pacino butted heads for a little bit, but then Al Pacino goes to coach the expansion, whatever the hell team it was, like the Santa Fe Fighters. Who's he taking with him?
He's taking Steeman Willie Beamon.
He's taking Steeman Willie Beamon with him.
Now, how do you feel? He's got a little Deion Sanders in him, too. With the rap album and stuff.
Good. Bring it on.
Hey, by the way, what ended Deion Sanders' career, by the way?
Turf toe. Yeah.
Torn ligaments in the big toe.
That's not going to end your career, though.
Not going to end my career.
No, you're going to keep going.
I'm going to keep going. I'll push through. So would you look at top five, bottom five?
Give me your top five.
Okay. So I'm taking Street number one with a bullet.
Yep.
Then I'm going to take Steam and Willie Beamon.
Okay.
Then, let's see. I'm going to take Flash Gordon.
Okay.
And then, I love Vince Howard.
Yeah. Hard to pass up Vince Howard.
Hard to pass up on him. And then I'll take a flyer on Joe Kane.
See, I'm big on Joe Kane.
I know, but I can't not take him.
No, you have to take Joe Kane.
You have to take Joe Kane.
And that's why it was tough for me to leave off Johnny Utah, but my top five would go Willie Beamon. I'm taking a chance on Joe Kane. I think I can fix him. I think I can.
That's how every relationship fails, Richard.
It's not going to work.
Every relationship fails.
Then I'm going Lance Harbor. I'm going Lance Harbor at three. Then
character issue. I'm just saying
it's okay.
You got a lot of character issues here.
No, but look, by the end of the movie, he's coaching the goddamn team.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The guy's got a head for football.
Sure does.
Then I'm taking Jason Street. Then I'm taking Vince Howard.
Okay.
That's my,
Voodoo Tatum. Voodoo Tatum might sneak in there for me though.
I like Voodoo Tatum. But I don't have him in my top five. If we saw him a little bit more, I think that would have helped, but that's who I got. That's a nice group. Now who's the worst group? Who do you guys the worst quarterback?
Worst quarterback. Other than Uncle Rico, I'm taking Adam Sandler's Paul Crewe.
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
You cannot tell me that guy is a quarterback. Get out of my face. Either that or Johnny Walker from Johnny Be Good. Not a good athlete.
Yeah, Johnny Walker.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Maybe J.D. McCoy.
Anthony Michael Hall is to football what Freddie Prinze Jr. is to baseball.
Ugh.
Freddie Prinze Jr. might be the worst athlete ever put on film.
He set the sport back decades.
I have a great summer catch story.
Let's hear it.
A friend of mine was actually in the movie. Helped Matthew write
Lillard?
It. No. I am friends with Matthew Lillard. That's beside the point. He was a writing consultant for the movie, and they actually brought him in. He was in one scene to pitch. It's a guy I work with here at school. He was telling me that everyone on the set was awesome. And like Matthew Lillard was great. Like he would ask him questions and like he would about how, basically like how to play baseball. Cause he'd never played baseball in his life. Clearly. Cause you've seen
the tall catcher.
Yep. He said Freddie Prinze Jr. had his own personal coach.
That guy should get fired.
Pitching coach. That guy should be fired immediately.
What job did that guy do?
Immediately. And that's why I was laughing out loud. He's like, he didn't interact with us like the baseball consultants. Like he had his own personal coach and he still threw like that.
Ugh. Sad, really.
You can't fix that. That's one of the things you can't fix as a baseball coach is how
people
throw.
Did you see, it was going around on the internet. It was some like teen movie that came out not too long ago. And it was on TV and somebody put it up all of a sudden like, I think it's been out for a while, but it was just trending on Twitter. And so, you know, the guy who plays the Green Arrow, Stephen Amell.
Yes.
His cousin is also an actor and he's been in like teen stuff that you've seen. Like, I don't know. I forget what the hell the name of it is. Anyway, he's the starting quarterback and there's a scene where like a cheerleader comes up to talk to him and he is throwing it. Like, honestly,
I've seen it. Who is it? It's like, I've seen it. He pie thrower, like he pushes it like off his chest.
Like whatever your offhand is, you throw it as good or better.
Like, are you sure you're not left-handed?
Yeah, that guy. Wait a minute. Like, what are you doing? Because that's something that gets overlooked all the time. And that's why when football, like that's one of the things that blew me away about Friday Night Lights, the TV show, was they actually had people on staff that knew what it was like to wear football equipment.
Yes.
Because so many movies, it's like, nobody wears a knee pad, like an actual knee pad that hangs like over the knee or like nobody wears like the jerseys that like a quarterback where like the sleeve is down to the elbow.
Well, my favorite is the wrong shoulder pads.
Oh, awful.
You know what I mean?
Like, or the face masks, like a quarterback that has like a face mask.
Like Bobby Boucher with the single bar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was like more for comedic effect.
I get it. But like he had that huge neck roll, like his thing was like too big. How do you move in that?
So many of the ones, they just screw up. And like for all the sports, you're like, nobody would wear that.
No, but like I love Riggins, like a big fullback with like the tombstone.
Perfect.
When they
came out with like the spatted up cleats.
Yep.
I was like, all right. These guys get it. It's not like, hey, just tie your shoe nicely and get out there. It's like, nope, we're going to tape the ankles. We're taping the feet. We're taping, you know, they have like the pants are actually tight, like a real football. Like, so anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Because certain things, it looks real bad.
Oh, don't get me started on like, I know it's all we're off topic, but like hockey.
Oh, hockey.
Like, don't even get me started. Oh,
there's some atrocious ones.
Don't even get me started.
Guys are swimming in their uniform.
I'm in the minority. Like when the Mighty Ducks came out, like we were that age.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sitting in the theater, like pissed, like that I wasn't in the movie. I'm like, these kids stink.
Yeah. Well,
like they stink,
but all very good actors. You know,
like there's nobody in the hockey world who would come out with brand new equipment in the middle of a game. I don't care what jersey we put on. Like I'm not switching my gloves. I'm not switching my pants. Like I'm not, like that's ridiculous. How do you move?
You can't, Ryan.
You've never, you've done it. Like, you have to break stuff in.
You got to break it in.
Yeah. Would you show up in I got to change my cleats and put on like new cleats in like the third quarter?
You would not.
You would not do that.
You would not do that.
Nope.
That's for show.
All right. But hey, we're off topic here. Bottom five. I was still in my bottom five.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like Moxon. I don't like him.
No, he probably isn't. He probably isn't. I think it'd be some combination of Mox. It'd be Johnny Walker. It would be new Paul Crewe.
Yeah. It's somewhere on there. JD McCoy, I'm not taking.
Yeah, no, JD McCoy.
I'm not taking him at all. And Uncle Rico, we don't take Uncle Rico. We'd have him on the bench. Yeah. He's a good locker room guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a roster spot for Rico somewhere. In
there. Yeah, there's somewhere. They got 53 spots, for God's sakes. All right, Ryan. Anything else on movies?
No, this is fun.
TVs?
No, I'm telling you right now, Jason Street is your franchise quarterback. If he stays healthy, he is your franchise quarterback.
I like it. That'd be a good league. There'd be some good quarterbacks. I mean, we have almost enough quarterbacks to fill the league. Actually,
we actually do. Yeah,
put one on every team. It's pretty close. Mm-hmm. All right, Ryan. What do you say we get to the old pick of the podcast?
Sure.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
All right. Would you like to kick, receive, defer, or you may also defend a goal?
I will receive.
Okay.
I had to think about it. I will receive. We've been talking a lot of football. You think we got to be loose by now. My pick of the pod, for two reasons, twofold. This is a bit of a watch out for this kind of thing. It's not out yet.
I like a watch out for this. I like that.
My person who is very close to me, dare I say, my wife,
okay,
has been contacted by Mac and Goo to do a Buffy six pack for them.
Oh, she's going to do it?
She's going to do it. So like that, watch out for that. Make sure you guys go and listen to that.
Is it best episodes or best?
She's going to record it. She won't tell me what it is.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
So I don't want to, you know, tip it too much, but I want people to go out there. If you're good Buffy fans,
yeah.
She'll kill me for telling you this, but my wife used to run, was a moderator for message boards back in the day on IMDb for Buffy. She was a moderator. The girl knows her Buffy.
Pretty high level to get to.
She knows her Joss Whedon. Yeah. You kind of have to be. So she's going to be doing that.
You got to wake up pretty early in the morning to be a moderator.
Yeah, especially on that IMDb. They don't take any Tom, Dick, and Harry. You have to be somebody.
Please.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And today's my anniversary too. Not to timestamp it again.
Ryan, happy anniversary.
So I'm going to plug that for her as well. So there
we go. Happy anniversary to the Ryan's Davy.
There it is. The Ryan's Davy.
Let me be the first to say.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
This is sort of an obvious pick of the pod, but again, Mindhunter. I would go ahead and watch that because Davey and I will be talking about that at some point. Also, I'm almost done the comic book, graphic novel, collected edition, whatever you want to call it, of Robin War. Pretty good little run. It's got some original stuff, and then it's got sort of issues from a collection of different comics where there's a whole group of kids that are like wannabe vigilantes, and they all model themselves after Robin.
Whoops.
And this is, yeah, Damian Wayne Robin is the real Robin.
I was
going to
ask you which Robin. Yeah.
Well, here's the best thing about it is so now Damian Wayne Robin, Red Robin, and Red Hood, and Dick Grayson all get together and try to like figure out what's going
on. They have like a Robin round table, Robin table.
I like all the round Robins.
Yeah.
I do. I like those guys very much. So,
can I do an unpick of the podcast?
Yeah. Oh, I think we used to call it the to don't list.
To don't list. Can we do that? The unpick of the pod.
Yeah. What do you got?
Glow season 3.
Oh, I haven't started it yet. Was it not good?
No, I'm like 4 episodes in and I have no interest in finishing it.
Sucks. All right.
But good nudity.
Oh, I'm back in. Suddenly I'm back in.
You know, there's like a whole, like some side stories going on that I'm not cool with.
That's all right. As long as they're just naked.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, next week, Jessica Jones season 3?
Probably not.
Well, put it on the docket.
We'll put a pin in it.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play you our one interview from Fan Expo here coming up in a moment. iTunes, you can rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend, tell a dork. Get on there on the iTunes. We appreciate that. We appreciate all the comments that we've gotten there, all the reviews. You can follow us on Twitter at Dork Podcast. We are on YouTube, youtube.com/Dork Podcast. I think this might even be available right now on YouTube. Yeah. You want to watch it? Just see what we look like.
Just see what's up.
You can email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. We're going through some of those. Oh, one of the emails I got recently, a gentleman said he is just starting to get into graphic novels.
Sure.
And he said, where should I begin? Which is, there's a lot there.
My head says Watchmen.
Yeah, that's dense though.
That's the thing. It's a lot. If you want to get your feet wet, everybody who asks me this question, I always say Dark Knight Returns.
See, always. I think Dark Knight Returns is great, but I think Dark Knight Returns is also, it's old now too. And like the Frank Miller style, I would read Batman Year One before I read Dark Knight Returns. I think Dark Knight Returns, I think, it's like an essential reading thing, obviously.
Obviously.
But the way it's written and like the layout of it, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want that to be my first one. Like Batman the Long Halloween, I think might be a better first introduction into like what comic stories can be about. But you really can't go wrong with any of those.
No. No, you cannot.
And Ryan, you occasionally be on the old Twitch machine?
Yeah, yeah. So we're it's in the works right now. We just got to switch. We be switching.
Arvon D.
I'm loving the Switch, by the way. I'm loving it.
On the Arvon D.
When I can play it. When other Ryan Davey doesn't steal it from me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. You told it there's a Tetris game on there. It's all over for me. You know?
Has that been the biggest problem?
That's the biggest problem, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, this red condiment can be used on hamburgers. Oh, just going for a nice little
Pop there.
Nice little pop there. All right,
just remember that the bones are their money.
And the worms are their dollars. Oh, I love out. It. I love but not out. All right, Ryan, you hang in there. Have a happy anniversary.
All right, brother.
And I'll talk to you very soon.
First off, can I use this for the podcast?
Yes.
What brought you out to the Fan Expo?
Comic books.
Comic books? Mm-hmm. Anyone in particular?
I like X-Men, Marvel. My first date with my ex-husband was counting his 10,000 comic books.
Really?
I married him, yeah.
Who's your favorite character?
Wolverine. Our son's name is Logan.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Does he like comic books?
Okay. Our whole family does.
Now, I notice you're waiting for a friend. What is your friend doing?
She's getting her picture taken with a cast from Boy Meets World.
Now, did you like Boy Meets World, or is that strictly your friend?
No, I liked it. Not as much as her. I'm mainly here to see Jennifer Morrison, but she's here for Mr. Feeny.
Now, I don't want to speak ill of anybody, but Mr. Feeny looks older.
He's 92.
Was there any doubt that when you got tickets, that the time that you got the tickets to now?
Yes.
Okay.
Honestly, I was like, you know what? This might be his last year or his last day. So we got to do it. We got to do
absolutely
it.
Worth it. Did you know that John Travolta's here?
Yeah.
Any interest in him?
He's okay.
Did you ever see Face Off?
Go Grease Lightning.
We're going back a ways.
Yes, Face Off was a good movie.
Now, do you think if there's ever going to be a movie about John Travolta that Nicolas Cage could play him, considering he already kind of did?
No.
All right, well.
It's like with all the musical movies coming out, like Elton John, Queen.
Yeah.
What happened to David Bowie? Who would play him? See?
David Bowie.
David Bowie's dead.
David Bowie maybe reincarnated.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.